Yep.
Step one, done.
Okay, Mr. President, good morning. This is County Government Day. The first round for the participants, we will begin with the approval of agenda. And so, Mr. President, you would ask for the members of council to look over the agenda, and if everyone approves, someone make a motion and a second to approve the agenda. So that's how we'll begin.
Okay. I guess starting from left to right?
Just ask if everyone has looked over the agenda and if there's a motion to approve.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there a second?
I second.
So we move forward.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? There you go. You've carried your first vote. We will take public comments now. So if there's anyone who would like to come forward, you would ask anyone in the audience who has maybe a public comment or an opinion to come forward and say something to the council.
All right. Any public comments? Speak now.
They're all shy, so no one wants to speak. Okay. The first topic we will have is an update to the county sign ordinance, and that will be brought to you by the County Administrator Todd Lawson. Before we proceed, I would ask that each of you introduce yourselves, state your name and the position or part that you're playing. We'll go left to right. State your name, your school, and what position you're playing.
Do I have to press this?
Nope, just speak into the mic.
I'm Chance Kamen from Indian River High School, and I'm playing the attorney.
County attorney, correct.
County attorney.
Okay.
I'm Kaylee Lambert from Cape and Logan High School, and I'm playing District 5.
Okay.
I'm Michael Schrock from Cape and Logan High School, and I'm playing District 2.
I'm David Coward from Cape High School, and I'm playing the president.
I'm Cassie Carrasquillo from Cape and Logan High School, and I'm playing District 4.
I'm Colin Mattia from Cape and Logan, and I'm playing District 3.
I'm Hunter Steelman from Sussex Tech, and I'm playing the
finance director. Correct.
I'm Wayne Piper from Sussex Tech, and I'm playing the county clerk.
Okay. All right, we'll begin with Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Guy. Good morning, council.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm here today to make a presentation and ask for your consideration for three votes at the end of the presentation relating to our current sign ordinance. I've put it together a PowerPoint presentation for you to review. The reason we're here today is because the county has received complaints. Some of you have actually received complaints directly from your constituents about the current sign ordinance and the current amount of signs that are being developed and constructed throughout the county. And as a result, you have asked your staff to put together this presentation to review the ordinance and specifically the issues at hand. And we've put together three questions for how you would like us to proceed. We'll go over those questions in the end. So as I begin, I'll go through the presentation for your review. If you have any questions about anything you hear, please feel free to interrupt me and ask the questions. Your colleagues may have the same questions as well. So why are we here today? We're going to talk about the sign ordinance because the public has complained to you, the decision makers, about the nature of signs in this county. And they have submitted letters, emails, they've visited my office, they've called your home, and they've said there's too many signs in the county and they want it changed. So you all have the ability and authority to change the sign ordinance, which is what governs how signs are constructed, where they're constructed, the size, the height, and the position of almost any signs that are located in Sussex County. Today we're going to review that situation, and then at the end of the review we will vote, we will ask you for a vote on a recommended course of action. In general, the county code divides the signs into two different categories, on-premise versus off-premise. I'm going to go through the difference between the two to bring you up to date on how the county code currently works, and perhaps to illustrate some of the room for improvement within the code. An on-premise sign is pretty much exactly what it says. In the code today, it's defined as a sign directing attention to a business, commodity, service, or entertainment conducted, sold, or offered upon the same premise as those upon which the sign is maintained. Said simply, an on-premise sign is a sign that is located on the same property by which the activity is taking place. It's simple, on-premise means on property. In comparison, an off-premise sign pretty much is exactly the opposite. It's an off-premise activity with a sign located in a different place. Defined as a sign directing attention to a business, commodity, service, or entertainment conducted, sold, or offered elsewhere than upon the premises which the sign is maintained. Off-premise means another property. An off-premise sign can be a billboard, but it could also be a small sign. Off-premise signs are not permitted. They are not a permitted use anywhere in the county. That means simply someone that wants to construct or put an off-premise sign in place has to ask permission to do so. They have to come to this building, they have to fill out a permit, and they actually have to go before another board, the Board of Adjustment, to be allowed to construct an off-premise sign. This is a very simple example of an on-premise sign. This is an actual sign located on southbound Route 1 between Lewis and Rehoboth. You may recognize this. This is near the outlet store. This is for the Harbor Square property. And you can see this is on-premise. This is the same property location that these businesses are located. On-premise sign, on-property activity. When that business was constructed and that sign was put in place, this is a completely permitted use. This sign is not in any violation of the county code. It's just an example of an on-premise sign that's currently located on a property where function takes place. Another example of an on-premise sign, this is further south on southbound Route 1. These are two signs that are advertising the location of the businesses that are located on that property. One is a hotel and one is a local restaurant. Pay attention to the restaurant sign. That's the entrance to the restaurant, so it is an on-premise sign. But I'm going to use the next slide to illustrate the difference. This is an off-premise sign. This sign is located in a different area. You can tell it's the same restaurant, but you can see on the billboard it says ahead on right. So that's directing traffic to this restaurant. It's located on a different property, but it's advertising the same restaurant. A very common off-premise sign that you will see throughout the county. Here's another example of an off-premise sign further south on Route 1. This is also advertising a restaurant located in another position, another property. Again, an example of the sign being on one property and the activity being located on another. This happens to be a billboard sign as well. Okay, so what are the current issues? I'm going to illustrate some of the types of signs that we are receiving complaints about, and then I'll get into the specific issues as it relates to what you're going to be asked to decide today. In general, one of the bigger issues is the amount of signs that we are seeing and the fact that they could be illegal as our ordinance is currently written, but we don't know what to do about the enforcement of the issue. This is a very easy illustration of a type of sign that we see sprinkled throughout the county called bandit signs. These are actually off-premise signs. All the examples you see here are off-premise signs because they're advertising activity someplace else. You can tell very easily because there are arrows pointing the reader to a different location for where that signs are directing you. These are very, very common, especially in areas of which there is real estate activity, development activity. They've been coined bandit signs because they pop up and they are illegal for the most part. And sometimes they will pop up on one day and they will disappear on another. So they're commonly referred to as bandit signs. This is an enforcement issue. Every sign you see here in this illustration, the small signs with the small stakes, are illegal. It's just a question of how the county can enforce so many signs located in so many places. Another issue is the temporary development signs. This is a current development under construction. A development that's under construction is allowed a temporary sign, but it's only allowed one sign. As you can tell here, there's a number of signs advertising the different activities on this particular property. Every sign you see here is currently illegal as our code is written. But the
developer and the folks that are making a living constructing these signs as well as selling these developments feel that these signs are a good way to attract business to these developments. So obviously that's why they are built. Another issue in our ordinance is feather signs. You see feather signs everywhere in the county, and believe it or not, feather signs aren't even defined in our current ordinance. So that's another issue that we will have to address. I just wanted to point this out because feather signs are fairly common when you drive throughout the county. Our county is agricultural based. Agriculture is the number one industry within Sussex County. As the weather gets warmer, you will start to see produce and roadside markets start to open up for the season. As you drive around, you may start to see signs that weren't up during the winter months will start to appear. These are illustrated here in this slide, fairly common when you drive around and see these roadside markets. The roadside markets are completely legal. Signs at roadside markets are completely legal. The question becomes, how many signs do these roadside markets have? If you go above the threshold of the amount of signs that you are allowed to have, then you become in violation of the current ordinance. Okay, I want to focus on billboards. This is the topic for today. This is where the complaints are coming. The citizens are contacting you because they claim there are too many billboards in Sussex County. We are allowing too much billboard construction, and it is distracting, and it is reducing the aesthetic value of this county. This is what you will be charged with. I will ask you to make a decision on a direction today. These are billboards that you will see, types of billboards located in Sussex County. These examples here are off-premise billboards. Another example of an off-premise billboard, large structure, high in the air. They are legal. These are permitted under the ordinance currently. But the question becomes, is too much, are there too many billboards in the current code that the current code allows? Another issue is the electronic message center sign. This is a new technology that we've seen in the last 5 to 10 years that have been developed to the point where you have very, very nice signs like this with a large outdoor screen that is as good as a TV that you may see in someone's home that advertises an activity. The question with the electronic message center is the fact that they may be bright, they may be distracting, they may be a safety hazard for those that drive down the roads and see them, especially at night if the signs aren't dimmed for nighttime driving. And they also could be in violation if they change too many times. The screen changes too many times. They have animation and things that would distract the driver. So this is a really interesting situation. They're permitted, but the question becomes, should they be permitted? And will we allow them to be constructed in the future? You can see by our code right now on the bottom of the slide, in these districts, they are allowed uses within on-premise as an on-premise sign. Here's another example of an electronic message center located in the county. This even looks like a billboard, except that the screen is electronic technology that can change, and it does change. It doesn't stay static. And as you can tell, if you look closely, on the other side of the billboard is another electronic message center that if you were coming in the different direction, you would be able to see. And finally, another example of an electronic message center, and this one is actually built under a billboard. This is an illustration of a couple questions within our ordinance that we won't discuss today, but you've got a static plastic type fabric billboard at the top, and then you've got an electronic face electronic message center at the bottom. You can see with the bright colors the difference. They are permitted within the code currently, but the question becomes, is this too much? And the question for you today is specifically for the bottom sign, do we want to continue to allow electronic message centers throughout the county? Finally, billboards constructed as electronic message centers. This is the same billboard
with a screen, electronic technology, and you can tell over time the face of the billboard changes. That's the same billboard with three different advertisements. Completely legal, but the question becomes, is this what we want to allow in the future? If someone walked in this building today and asked to have a permit to construct this, is this what you want, and this is what the citizens are asking you to curtail? Okay. I'm going to pause here for a minute and ask if there are any questions about anything that I have presented today before we get into the questions which will actually require you to vote. Any questions? No questions at all. So what I just described to you was a year and a half effort, and you, I did such a good job, there's no questions. All right, that's good.
Do you want to, that's not really a public hearing, but we can play that part?
No. We're running late. Okay, no questions.
Actually, are there any examples of like someone actually crashing because seeing the electronic billboards, like as it was it actually distracting?
Do we have any examples of an accident that has occurred as a result of an electronic message center or electronic billboard? The answer is no.
Any billboards in general? Any evidence of people having causing or getting into accidents because of normal billboards?
No evidence at all that any billboard currently constructed has caused an accident, a vehicle accident. Good questions.
Has there been any noticeable, between businesses, has any business complained about losing business due to illegal signs?
Absolutely. There are a number of complaints that have come in from businesses or anyone that utilizes signs to advertise their activity, businesses including like real estate or development community, as well as the sign industry. They have complained to the county and said, you don't need new ordinances, you just need to enforce your current ordinance. And therefore, if I choose to break the law and put illegal signs up, I'm benefiting from that, whereas other entities choose to follow the law and not build or put up illegal signs. So yes, there have been complaints about that.
There's been a business has said that they have lost their annual income.
They haven't said they've lost their annual income, but their income has been affected negatively, meaning they have lost income because of the activity that's taking place, yes.
And is this just with the illegal signs, or is it with other signs as well?
Primarily illegal signs that the county currently does not enforce.
All right.
Do you have to ask a business's permission before you put and a sign near their business or?
Okay. Great question. So the billboard signs that you see illustrated in a few examples here that primarily advertise commercial activity absolutely have to ask permission. I referenced it earlier. There's another board called the Board of Adjustment that they have to come in and they have to receive permission to build these billboards. So the billboards currently under the current ordinance are all built without being in violation, and they were asked permission to be built, and they were given permission to build.
Is there a limit on how many, obviously the bandit signs are illegal. Is there a limit on how many signs, if you have those signs in a radius, how many you can have, or a radius in general that you can have them out?
Another good question. For the bandit sign example where you saw the small signs lined up next to each other, each one of them are illegal. And there's, unless you have come into this building and gotten permission to put one sign or five signs in the ground, everyone's illegal. So there is no radius requirement because they're all illegal, not permitted.
Is there any consequences for those who do put up bandit signs?
Another good question. So we don't currently enforce bandit signs. There are so many that we don't have the staff to enforce that adequately. There's a very small fine in the current ordinance. So if we were to enforce this, and if we were to pick up the sign, and if we were to fine the companies using those signs, we could collect some fines, but there's such a small number that the businesses have chosen to put the signs in place and pay the fine because it's such a benefit to their business.
Are the signs found laying around the community? Like, do they kind of contribute to any kind of pollution, or are they usually picked up and taken away later?
Some better than others. So there are some signs that are picked up routinely. This is why they have the term bandit. They go out on a Friday when county businesses are closed for the weekend and our enforcement officers aren't working, and then they are taken down on a Sunday. So they're up for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they come down Sunday afternoon. Those bandit signs that you saw up here. There are other types of signs, not necessarily those types of signs, but smaller signs. You may see yard sale signs or other types of signs that are along the road that don't get picked up and do ultimately contribute to some kind of litter or trash. Okay, I'm gonna stop us there, and then we're going to ask for the vote for these questions just for the sake of time. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. So this is what I need your direction on today, and this is what we're going to vote on. And we'll vote each question individually, okay? So question number one, do you, the county council, want to limit or prohibit any future off-premise billboard sign approvals? And I put a little picture there to remind you that is an off-premise sign there on the right, the two double-decker signs that resemble an off-premise billboard sign. So that question is asking, should you prohibit any future billboards in this county? All the existing billboards will stay, they won't come down, but any future billboards will not be allowed. That's the question number one.
So now what you would do, Mr. President, is ask anyone on the council if someone has a motion to be made. And if you want to make a motion, I'm just pointing to you, for instance, if you want to make a motion to limit or prohibit those signs, you could do that. Conversely, if you want to make a motion that we do nothing, you could do that. You can have competing motions, but whoever gets a motion and someone seconds it, you have to then vote on that motion. If that dies, then you can try another motion. So think about it, and then somebody offer up a motion.
Does anybody have any motions off the bat right now?
I do.
All right, well, he spoke first over there.
I'm just curious, so would
The attorney technically would not, but we're going to allow everyone to go ahead.
Okay, and that's what I was just curious about.
That's fine. So who's making a motion?
I'll make a motion to limit, but not prohibit.
Okay.
I second that.
All right, you only need one second. You have a motion. You have a motion, and you have a second, so now you would...
A certain amount in an area,
yeah.
So like a density, like limit.
Per square mile, so many.
We won't make you drill down to any detail, but
and limit per business.
I don't think we limit per business. That's good. I mean, if they're willing to pay, then that's their problem.
That's on them.
I agree.
So your motion is to limit,
but not prohibit.
Okay, we're not going to get into a lot of detail, but that's fine. That's good conversation to have, because that's exactly what would happen. Is then you're getting into the nuance of okay, how do we limit it? Do we limit it to somebody within a square mile or within a square foot or, you know, et cetera, but for the sake of time. So he has a motion to limit. There's a second there. Now you would call for the council to vote. And if you're voting for the motion, then you vote yes. If you're voting against the motion, if you don't want to limit or you want to deny, then you would vote no.
All right. So the current motion is to limit billboards based on density, yeah. Not per business. All those in favor, vote now, yes.
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Well, raise your hands, Wink.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six, and then, oh, me too.
You would vote seven.
All those opposed?
There's one second up here.
None. There's only, oh, I thought I got it. Okay, never mind. All right, so that one is passed then.
All right.
One of there is eight. I think we all
there
voted.
There are eight.
So okay, the next question.
All right, and we'll do the voting differently next. Okay, so the question number two is, does the county council want to limit or forbid any future off-premise electronic message center billboards? So a little different question because we're talking about the type of sign. Again, this is the type of sign illustrated here on the slide that is electronic technology that may change with different signs. The slide that I showed you had three different faces on the same sign. And we're only talking about that electronic message center for billboards. So the question for council is, do you want to limit or forbid any future
electronic message center billboards.
I'd actually like to throw in a motion first. I think we should not forbid them because you can kind of squeeze three billboards into one, so that would reduce the complaint about the number of billboards and the advertising can still be met.
Second.
All right, well, technically, the president can't make a motion, but that's
darn.
Okay. So someone else could make the motion and second.
I'll make that motion.
I'll make that motion.
All right. And then when you vote individually rather than doing all at once. Oh, okay. You just ask for each person to give their vote. So you have a motion and a second to do what, Mr. President?
Not limit the use of electronic billboards.
Plus, there isn't any evidence of any vehicular accidents or anything like that.
So you want to keep it as is, as far as electronic.
Maybe you should have different like limits on the brightness
and the amount of advertisements they can put per billboard.
And when it switches to different billboards instead of being all like flashy and just a normal just flip over.
So actually, what you're advocating is limiting, in terms of not necessarily the number or the placement, but the
type.
The guidelines or how they behave.
Putting stricter restrictions on them but not limiting the amount that are allowed.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's more regulating over limiting because we're still allowing the same amount of times to go up. It's just the requirements for night and day.
Right.
So if I'm hearing it correctly, the motion is not to limit or forbid any future off-premise electronic message center billboards, but there's a caveat to your motion. However, we would have some stipulations, some requirements for how they are to behave.
Yes.
Okay, and there's a second for that from someone?
Yes. Yeah, there's a second.
So now, Mr. President, you would ask for everyone to
vote individually
on that.
The motion of not limiting them but putting a contingency upon them for dimness will now vote, starting from over there.
I vote yes.
All right.
Yes.
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 Yes for me.
Yes.
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 Okay.
So that motion passes.
All right. Interesting. So, the last question. Does the County Council want to approve the hiring of one additional staff person to enforce the current sign ordinance? Pretty simple, straightforward. Do you want us to put a new person in the budget, which would incur an expense, to enforce the current sign ordinance? Right now, we do not have any staff people that will enforce the current sign ordinance. So if we want to get tough on signs, we need to hire a person to do so.
What would that cost approximately be?
It would be $45,000 for their salary plus benefits.
Okay.
Roughly $60,000 if you throw in the benefits.
$60,000 total.
$45,000 salary, $60,000 includes the benefits. But that the benefits are the same benefits that all county employees receive.
And as far as enforcing the ordinance, what would they do?
So the ordinance as is does have an enforcement element to it. It's just such that the county has not chosen to follow that. So they would literally go out and start to find signs that violate the ordinance. They would violate the owner of the sign or the property owner and then proceed through adjudicating that violation, whether it be to have the sign removed or to pay a fine or to have the sign come into compliance, whatever that may be. It's enforcing the ordinance as it's currently written.
Would it be cheaper to just hire a state police officer to do that job instead of a whole other county position?
I'm going to make this up and say they don't have the authority to do so.
Okay.
So let's not consider that. Technically, they would never do that, and we don't want them to do that. So let's just say they don't have the authority to do that.
Okay. Right. Any motions on that?
I say we do hire somebody because there's really no point in having that law about the billboards if we have nobody to enforce it.
Well, I have a question again. If we're only hiring one person, would that just be for all five districts?
It would. It'd be one person countywide. We estimate it'll take 3 years to go at least one time throughout the county to determine all the violations.
Yeah.
So now you're actually bringing up a good point.
Yeah.
He's made a motion to go ahead and hire one. You could expand on that motion and say, I think we should hire three people. And, you know, so I would make the motion to hire three people or ask.
Hire one per district.
You want to do that, you could have a competing motion here. So he's got a motion, and there hasn't been a second yet to hire one.
I have a question before the second. Wouldn't it be a smarter idea to increase the penalty for having the signs? Like you said that the fine is very low mm-hmm. and it doesn't affect the companies.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be a smart idea to increase the fine because that brings in money for the county?
And also once one or two people pay that fine, they kind of...
They're not going to want to pay it again.
Yeah, they're not going to want to pay it again, and it says to other businesses that they're cracking down on this, and we shouldn't put.
And if we raise the fine, then we can hire more people.
But if we, in order to have somebody pay the fine, when we have somebody enforce that law to make them pay the fine,
if we raise the fine, then we could hire more people, so that paying their salaries would be less stress on the.
Okay.
I second that.
Okay, so I've done the math for you, and the current fee structure is such that an illegal sign is only charged $25.
Wow.
If we charged $1,000 for an illegal sign, we would be able to hire two people.
Yeah, and it would reduce the amount of people that would want to put the bandit signs up.
Exactly.
Yes.
They're not going to pay $1,000.
Once one or two people pay it.
Yes.
And so these like officers who are going to go around collecting these signs or whatever would work on these days that are known to have bandit signs, like Friday through Sunday, I believe you said?
That is correct. They would all work right. on weekends.
Okay.
That's still covered by the $45,000.
All right.
So
I would like to make a motion.
I want to get the seconds clear first.
Yeah, we've
okay,
got
so
okay.
as far as hiring the extra person, is there a second for that motion?
I second that.
All right, is there a second for the motion to change the fine to $1,000 per sign?
I second that.
Okay, now we can keep going.
Okay, so the motion that we need a second on is hire two people and increase the fine to $1,000.
That's what I was going to make a motion.
Yeah,
actually, that was kind of the two.
Well, his motion was to, this
his,
is where we're getting into
the
weeds.
Hire the one person.
His motion was to hire one. You mm-hmm. seconded his motion to hire one. So if you don't want to hire just one, you would vote no on that. Then you'd have to entertain a new motion to hire two,
yeah,
three, whatever.
Okay. Okay.
I was
okay.
Or you could withdraw the second.
Yeah, I withdraw my second.
Well, even I would back hiring two people.
Okay,
instead
so
of
you're
order.
Actually going to withdraw your motion.
Yes.
All right. He's withdrawn his motion. Now you want
to
make a motion.
I would like to make a motion to raise the fee on the ordinance signs to $1,000 and hire two people.
I second.
All right, so now you got a motion and a second to raise the fines, which procedurally
we're good
stepping
at this.
Beyond what we would normally do because we have to go through a public hearing to do that, and hire two people. So you now have a motion and a second. Any questions?
Any further opinions on this matter before we vote?
No.
All right, then starting over there again. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Okay.
Got my vote.
Yay.
Yes.
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 I think I see where this is going.
Yes.
Oh, I'm voting yes, too.
You vote last, Mr. President, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to vote yes also.
All right.
So that motion passes.
Okay. Wow. All right, you guys are tough. All right, so we will hire two people, and we will charge $1,000 per illegal sign. That concludes my presentation. Let me tell you where we are on this. Actually, next Tuesday on the agenda, the council will be given a real presentation on a draft ordinance to change the sign ordinance. So we have had complaints. There is consideration. The council wants us to revisit this topic, and they want tougher regulations on sign ordinances, on the current sign ordinance. So next Tuesday, the council will hear the draft ordinance from staff that's been written. Prior to this, because of the level of complaints that had come in, the council passed a moratorium on off-premise billboards. So for the last 6 months, 7 months now, we had to extend it actually, for the last 7 months, there's been a moratorium on that type of billboard you see at the top right to not allow them to be built until we update the ordinance. So real life exercise of something that's taking place in the county. If at all interested, stay tuned and see how it goes on Tuesday, and then eventually we will pass this new ordinance some point down the road.
Is question three on the actual agenda?
Question three is actually a budget question for the finance director who is putting the budget together for next year. That is a real question. And in fact, at this point, we are going to recommend to the county council for this year's upcoming budget to hire a new person to enforce the sign ordinance. So it's a real question, and our real recommendation is to hire an additional person.
And how would you go about finding the right guy for that?
Well, we would go through the interview process and have our planning and zoning office interview the candidates and then hire a person to start. It's a new position in the county, so it'll be something where we're really going down a new avenue. Okay.
All right.
Thank you all very much. Thank you for your attention. I am done. Do you have a PowerPoint?